Hey there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are, dare I say, omnipresent. We are on digital. We are on FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
Oh, we'll come do this show from your living room if you want. I'm Allison Stewart. We're going to the Sundance Film Festival, packing tonight. But we're getting a little preview from someone who's been there. It's interesting. Those of us who are going, I think we've all been to different film festivals, but none of us have actually been to the Sundance Film Festival in Park City,
Utah.
Yeah,
I haven't either.
So we're all newbies. So we'll get some advice coming up. But first, the news with Celeste Headlee.
This is NPR.
Good morning. The president continues his tour in the Middle East. Today, he's talking with OPEC members about upping oil production to help bring down the cost of gas. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice slipped away from Saudi Arabia for a surprise visit to Iraq yesterday. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The secretary was already on her way to Baghdad when White House officials announced the trip. They said it was a good opportunity to encourage political reconciliation. The Bush administration is eager to build on what they see as some momentum in the process after Iraq's parliament passed a long-awaited bill to let thousands of former members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party return to government jobs and get pensions. Earlier on the trip, Mr. Bush called the bill an important step toward reconciliation.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman reporting. An Iraqi official said Rice told Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki that President Bush wants to begin withdrawing 20,000 to 30,000 U.S. troops by this summer. The president wants to lower the price of crude oil, but one government agency says the government should raise the cost of gas. The National Surface Transportation Policy and Revenue Study Commission releases a report today that says federal gas taxes should be raised by up to 40 cents per gallon over 5 years. The panel's been investigating the causes of last year's fatal bridge collapse in Minnesota. Its report says higher gas taxes could ease road congestion and make it easier to rebuild roads and bridges around the country. The political battle between Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga will likely continue today when Kenya's new parliament meets in Nairobi. Acrimony over the nation's disputed presidential election is expected to fill the chamber, NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
The first order of business for lawmakers is to decide on a new Speaker of Parliament, and that's where the showdown is expected. The opposition, which has about half of the seats in Parliament, has its own candidate in mind. President Kibaki's party, which lost a number of seats in the last round of parliamentary elections, has theirs. The opposition has pledged to hold up all legislation until a mediated solution is found to resolve the disputed presidential race.
NPR's Gwen Tompkins reporting. And New York City's Buildings Department has ordered contractors to stop work on a Donald Trump Tower in Soho. That comes after a worker fell 42 stories to his death and three others were injured when some concrete forms collapsed on the structure. Buildings inspectors had earlier issued four violations against the site's general contractor, Bovis Land Lease. The Trump Soho Hotel condominium is supposed to open next year. As always, the news is online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Celeste.
Thanks, Celeste.
You're welcome.